Now we turn to one of the highest-ranking African Americans in the government, U.S. House Majority Whip James Clyburn. He represents the 6th District of South Carolina. Welcome, Congressman.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what are you feeling, what are you thinking at this moment in time?
Well, you know, I'm not as emotional about this election as I was about the nomination. The night that he cinched the nomination was a very, very emotional night for me. I knew or felt very strongly that if he could get the nomination after what he had gone through, I thought that he would certainly get elected president. So I was prepared for this, and though I guess I could have gotten emotional when I was in Washington on Monday, the day before the elections, and we sat around the table trying to figure out how to govern. If this were to happen, we would have both the House and the Senate and the White House. What are we going to do about the energy crisis, the economic crisis, the health care crisis, the credit crisis? Everything is a crisis in this country right now.
Well, Congressman, on that note, now that he's been elected, he made a direct appeal to the American citizens to basically be the change and not just wait for him to be the change. So what do you think the American people need to do to make sure that the next presidency, his presidency, is a successful one at these challenging times?
Well, I think that the first thing that we need to do is to understand that there is going to be a real tough road ahead for everybody. How do you stabilize Wall Street? How do you maintain Main Street? How do you address health care issues? All of these things you cannot do until you restore confidence on the part of investors. You got to restore confidence on the part of consumers. People are afraid to purchase food in grocery stores because we don't have any inspectors out there inspecting the food. Well, people are afraid to buy toys for their children because nobody is expecting the toys. We've got to do a lot. We're putting this country back in back on track. We've got to get rid of this laissez-faire approach that's been going on for the last 8 years. We've got to get rid of this deregulate, cut taxes.
Congressman, I have to jump in because I want to make sure we get to this issue, which is the future of black leadership. The Congressional Black Caucus obviously has had a very strong role in American politics, particularly in the last term of Congress. What do you see this doing or not doing for black leadership?
Oh, it gives us a sort of an avenue. It lays out for us that a lot of the things that we have been trying to do, we can now get done. We're trying to educate children. We're trying to provide health care for children. I don't think that the so-called black agenda is any different from any other agenda. When you start talking about children's health insurance, that has a disproportionate adverse impact on African-American children. And so we're trying to make sure that our children have their health care taken care of so that they can be in position to sit in the classroom and study their lessons and do better. So I don't think that everything in the black community ought to be taken in a civil rights vein. Now, I'm a product of the sit-ins. I'm used to be in SNCC. John Lewis and I met back in 1960 when we were forming SNCC. But I don't believe that every time there's a problem, you have to respond to it from the standpoint of civil rights. We have to respond to these things legislatively. We have to respond to these things administratively. And I think that the Congressional Black Caucus will play a very critical role in helping Barack Obama be a successful president.
Well, Congressman, great to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
That was U.S. House Majority Whip James Clyburn. He represents South Carolina's 6th District.